Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Dr. Sheely, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, it's always great to be with you.
That's very kind of you. Dr. Sheely, we've been doing this for going on 11 years now, and one of the things that we've been talking about pretty often lately is the situation in the invasion, the war that Russia has started with Ukraine, and that they have attacked and shelled two, as of so far, two sites that had nuclear fuel. One was a nuclear reactor, and they said that the administration building was on fire. Then the mayor said, no, the reactor's on fire as well. And then they said, no, it's just the administration building. And then they said the fire's out. And then a research center was bombed, and that had nuclear fuel in it. So recently there have been a real peak in the searches for iodide and potassium iodide. Makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so many of us have iodide, and one type is Lugol's solution, which is what you and I have talked about in the past.
Right.
I've gotten a number of questions about Lugol's, and so for example, the expiration date, there is none, because it is iodine. It's a natural preservative and a natural antiseptic. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So if we have a 2% Lugol's iodine solution, and the solution is 2% iodine, 4% potassium iodide, I-O-D-I-D-E, USP, and 94% distilled water, what would the normal consumption be? What should we take as a supplement, for example, for most of us? Do you have a thought for what that should be?
Well, I would think one drop a day in a normal situation would be adequate.
Okay. And then, so one drop per day, like today, tomorrow. But if there were... I'm just going to say it. Class, Russia has attacked two nuclear sites. And Vladimir Putin has said if any country supports a no-fly zone over Ukraine, that country will be considered at war or declaration of war, at least as I've read it, with Russia. And that tells me that those countries, and it could even be the United States, of course, those countries could be attacked. And since he's already attacked two nuclear sites, what would stop him from attacking more? That being the case, if we heard, let's say we heard at noon any particular day, this is just an example class, this has not happened yet. So if he attacks another country, Vladimir Putin and Russia, and a nuclear site is attacked, do we ramp up the Lugol solution, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't know how soon and how bad it would be in the United States if the United States is not hit itself. But it wouldn't hurt to take 2 drops a day. And if we know that nuclear energy is increased in our own atmosphere, I would take 3 or 4 drops a day for the duration of the increase.
Okay. So, here's what I've written down. So, under normal conditions, as a supplement, a daily supplement, and this, I guess, this would be with vitamin C and all the other supplements that we would take, 1 drop a day, 2 drops per day if there's a nuclear attack in somewhere in the world, and 3 to 4 if the nuclear attack is nearby. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you recommend, how do you recommend we take the Lugol solution, 1 drop in water? What do you recommend?
Well, yeah, it might be a little strong on the tongue, so I would put it in at least a fourth of a glass of water.
Okay, glass of water. Okay. Now, what about spacing between, let's say, vitamin C, vitamin B, B complex, multivitamin, your Dr. Shealy's essentials, your youth formula vitamin C, etc. Do we space the iodine away from them, you know, some number of minutes or hours later, or all at once?
It can be within a few minutes of taking it plain.
Okay. Okay, a few minutes later. All right. And that's what I do. I typically, if I'm taking vitamin B and vitamin C, I'll take that. And then 15 minutes later, a drop or two of iodine. Can we overdose with iodine, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, of course. Okay. If you overdose with iodine, you're going to block your thyroid's function as well. And so, you don't want to overdose because you don't know how long it would be when you need iodine again.
Okay. Okay. So for most people, I guess we're talking 1 drop a day under normal circumstances, Lugol solution. And do you sell Lugol solution on your website, Dr. Shealy? I haven't checked this morning.
No, I think so. Iodorol.
Okay. And Iodorol, would you please spell that one more time? You spelled that last week.
Iodorol.
Okay. And those are tablets. And and would you recommend that everybody, I know this is a strong question, would you recommend that every household have either Lugol's or Iodorol on hand?
Absolutely.
And with Iodorol, those are tablets, and what would, are they a standard concentration Iodorol, or are there different amounts of active ingredients in Iodorol? Okay, standard. And you've mentioned last week the dosage. So what would the normal dosage be? And then let's say we're under, there's radioactivity in the air. So what would the standard dose of Iodorol be?
1 a week.
1 per week. Okay. And then if there's radiation in the air?
Well, I would take 1 every other day for a week.
Okay. For 1 every other day for 1 week. Okay. These are kind of disconcerting times. And I remember back in the 1950s and the 1960s, we had drills, you know, duck and cover, because we were in a Cold War with the Soviet Union. And they were afraid we were going to attack them with nuclear weapons, at least our government said that they were afraid, and our government told us we should be afraid that they would attack us, and so it was that's the way we lived back then, and we were told that if there's an attack, students in school would dive under their desk, or we'd go out into the hallway and put our backs against the hallway walls, because they figured the hallways were the least amount of roof over the hallway and the strongest amount of support, which would be the hallway walls. And we would be protected also by the concrete or the concrete blocks or the cinder blocks or the poured concrete walls in the hallway so that radioactivity would be less likely to get to us, you know, through the open windows or right through the glass.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts about what the typical family should do here in America? Should we clean out the basement if we have one so that we can get down there? Or just sit in the living room and watch what happens? What do you have a recommendation for that?
Well, I'm not certain in the long term sitting in a basement would be significantly worse than sitting, you know, on a regular floor. Because air in the basement comes from above.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah. I would think within a week at the most, you're going to be irradiated in the basement as much as in on the first floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that being said, Dr. Shilley, it sounds to me like someone who is willing to pull out some more stops and protect themselves, the answer is a basement fallout shelter with filtered air. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a mess. And so, class, if you're thinking about doing that, I'm going to put a section in the book. I'm going to do some research on some of the best advice that I can find and put that in the book. And I'm talking about the book that I'm writing, Dr. Shilley, about preparedness tips and all kinds of things. So is it okay with you if I put in there your current recommendation for one drop a day of Lugol solution, and two, if there's...
By the way, I just looked it up. Some people suggest two a day.
Two drops a day?
Of Lugol's, yes.
Okay, two drops a day of Lugol's solution. Okay, so are you at one drop, or do you think two drops, or one and a half, or...
Well, two would be safer enough. Now, for children... under age of 16, so half that amount, one so, drop a day, and for adults and older, two.
Okay. All right, so for children under the age of 16, one half the amount than for adults. Okay.
Right.
This just, you know... Dr. Shilley, we had the best times in the night. Well, even though we were living under these threats, it seemed like the 1950s and the 1960s, up until 1971, I guess, were some of the best times of our country. And everything's gone downhill lately. Gasoline is, believe it or not, gasoline has hit $7 in California. At least one station yesterday, and many stations are in the $5 and $6 neighborhood for gasoline, regular rated gasoline. Nothing's going right, class.
All the more reason you couldn't pay me any amount of money to live in California.
Yeah, me too. We we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Noam Shilas with us, class. And Dr. Shilas, I was wondering about light. I'm talking about indoor lighting. And we know that fluorescent lighting, well, start with sunlight. Sunlight, I was taught Roy G. Biv for the light spectrum, you know, R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. That's how you can remember it, as if Roy G. Biv was a person's name. Did you learn that terminology in science class as well, Dr. Shilas? Roy G. Biv for red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Did you learn that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Roy, yeah, so class, visible light contains Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. That being the case, Dr. Shilas, so we know that sunlight has ultraviolet and infrared components to the light spectrum. We know that ultraviolet is a disinfectant, right? Or it destroys viruses that are in the air. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. That being the case, if we look at fluorescent lighting, for example, I'm looking at a chart that shows a 5,000 degree Kelvin fluorescent light bulb with a 95 color reference index. And this chart shows the graph of the percentages, if you will, of
infrared, blue, green, yellow, etc. It looks like there's a substantial amount of ultraviolet light in that fluorescent type light or LED light. That being the case, wouldn't that light tend to obliterate viruses that are in one's home, that are in the air or on surfaces?
Theoretically, that's true. In fact, they used to use ultraviolet lights in the operating rooms consistently, even when I was in medical school.
Okay, so and that would be to disinfect the air around the surgery, I guess, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Would you recommend then that we consider for our homes some kind of an ultraviolet light apparatus, fixture, etc., where we would not be able to see, for example, the emitter, the bulb itself, but maybe we'd have a reflection on the wall? Is that something we should consider?
Interestingly, I've never thought of that, but I would look it up and find, I'm sure there's something available.
Okay. Well, I made one, Dr. Shuley. Sometimes I... Well, yeah. So when this coronavirus reared its ugly head several years ago, I was able to buy an LED strip that emits ultraviolet light. So it's a very low power consumption device. And I mounted it on a piece of wood, and I put it, just to see how it would work, I put it on a piece of furniture and blocked with a 2x4 the actual LED emitter so that the dogs wouldn't look up and say, what's that? And, you know, become blinded by the ultraviolet light. And it seemed to work. Now, I can't prove, you know, I didn't have any scientific measurement that said, you know, we started out with X number of units of viruses in the air, and we had less than that later. I wasn't able to do that, but it does work. It lights up, I should say. And so what I did was I put them in the ductwork of our heating and air conditioning ductwork.
Yes.
And what are your thoughts about that? So what happens in our house, air comes into we'll call it the register, comes in through the register, goes through the filter, and then it travels through the heating system ductwork, and right where all the air concentrates before it gets blown back out the, you know, the vents in the house, it gets exposed to ultraviolet light. So when we come back, we're going into a break right now. We come back, can you share your thoughts about should people consider doing this? And there are two ways I know of doing it, and I'll talk about that when we come back. Dr. Shields was medical doctor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them providing MiGs, SUs, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least seven people are dead, two of them children, younger than five, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. Six of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Oil prices soared in Asia Monday, jumping as much as 18% in the early session, after reports that the Biden administration is discussing a ban on Russian oil imports. It should be noted the United States continues to buy oil from Russia, as production in the United States is not enough to supply America's needs. Brent oil quickly jumped to nearly $130 a barrel, a level that's sending fears of a major inflationary shock to the global economy. Russia continues to bombard civilians, killing hundreds with indiscriminate shelling. As Ukraine President Zelensky continues to plead for the world to help, Western nations continue to watch from the sidelines, offering weapons but no forces to counter Russia's onslaught. President Zelensky, interpreted by CNN.
It seems it is not enough for the Russian troops, not enough ruined destinies, crippled lives. They want to kill more. For tomorrow, Russia is officially announced an attack on our territory, our defense facilities. Most of them were built decades ago under the Soviet government. They were built in cities, and now they are in the urban setting where thousands of people work and hundreds of thousands live nearby. This is murder, deliberate murder.
Wildfires in Florida forced the evacuation of more than 1,000 homes on Sunday. The Bertha Swamp Road Fire and the Atkins Fire have engulfed 10,000 acres, both in the Florida Panhandle. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Norm Shealy is a medical doctor and a surgeon of the year. He's written just well over 35 books and thousands of papers and many patented inventions. About 15 at least, right, Dr. Shealy? 15 patents?
I think 16.
Well, I was thinking yesterday. Okay, that's great. And I just want to tell you, class, you know, there's this service on the, or this website called GasBuddy.com, And in the good old days, up to maybe a couple of weeks ago, you could go to Gas Buddy and find out what the price of gasoline at a local, you know, local town to you might be, or where you're headed, and you could get pretty accurate pricing. That's no longer the case, as I have found. Maybe it's an anomaly with what I've learned. But for example, there was a gas station in Springfield, Missouri, that Gas Buddy said gas was diesel was $3.29, and it was $3.99, and gasoline at $2.99, and then you go there, and it's 50 cents a gallon more. So even when you are headed toward, let's say you have a cell phone and you're headed toward a fuel stop, and you call them up and you say, yeah, I see what the price is on Gas Buddy. What actually is the real price? The price may change by the time you get there. This is a really volatile. Oh yeah, absolutely, Dr. Shealy. We got some nuts and bolts, and the price on the shelf said one thing, and when we got to at the checkout, when they rang it up, it was $1 a pound more, from $4.99 to $5.99, and from $2.99 to $3.49. So what we're learning now is that prices that used to change every time there'd be a new shipment. So let's say a shipment would come in once a month, the prices would change once a month, if that. Now prices are changing as many as four times a day in supermarkets. Four times a day. Yeah. So you could look at that jar of sauce and put it in your cart and look at the price on the, on the shelf, and get some other items, and by the time you get that cart to the checkout, the price could increase. I am not exaggerating, class. So check your prices.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Dr. Shealy. No, please continue.
Part of this is thanks to Biden, stupid interruption of the supply chain.
Absolutely. That guy does not deserve to be president, in my opinion. And I blame a lot of it, a lot of it on his wife, because she lives with that guy, allegedly. And she knows his mental condition. And I believe that she was so greedy and so attracted to the power and the trappings of being the number one first lady currently, that she was willing to sacrifice the entire country for her personal greed. How do you feel about that, Dr. Shealy? Do you think that statement is wrong?
Part of the whole.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she could have said, hey, listen, y'all, my husband isn't who you think he is. He's not as bright as you think he is. And I don't think he should be president, so I just want you to know that. I mean, she could have said something like that.
Honesty is rare indeed in politics.
Yeah, I we have a term here at our house. It's not on the elemental charts, but we call this element, this rare element, unobtainium, meaning you can't get it. Unobtainium. And I think honesty in politics is like that rare element that doesn't exist, unobtainium. Okay, we're talking about ultraviolet lighting in the ductwork. And there's two ways I know of doing that. One is LED, light-emitting diode, and the other is with a fluorescent tube. It can't be a real long tube, because
actually,
it probably won't fit in the duct.
There are tubes, so for this purpose, and the cost is $110.
Okay. Can you describe what you found out?
Well, it's a narrow, looks like a foot long, roughly, and you plug it in somehow in the ductwork, and it. I I used to have that in when we lived in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but don't think I ever had it in current home.
Okay, so class, what Dr. Shealy's talking about, you can buy, I believe you can buy it on eBay still, and there are several components to this. One component is a ballast. Fluorescent lighting, if you use the fluorescent lighting type, fluorescent lights require a ballast or a transformer. So we can use, in this sense, ballast equal sign transformer. So you need some kind of AC power source, a ballast, which limits the amount of current that the fluorescent tubes can use, and some wire and the fluorescent tube and a lamp holder that will provide electricity to the base or bases of the fluorescent tube. The ones that I installed in our ductwork here at the farm in Missouri years ago uses a PL13, PL as in Phillips Lighting 1-3. And this is a it's a tube that is actually bent in a U. That's a real tight U. So it goes up, goes over about half an inch, and then comes right back. It's about, as Dr. Shealy would say, foot long or less, and it consumes 13 watts of electricity, and it produces ultraviolet light. So the one that I bought has two fluorescent tubes in a plate. So you just cut a hole in your ductwork, and you plug this in, with a couple. You plug in the bulbs, you cut the hole in your ductwork, and you attach with a few sheet metal screws this metal plate. Now, you cannot see the bulbs operating, but what it has is a little LED on the ballast, which happens to be one of those wall plug-in transformers with a cord. And it works great, except I thought that I didn't want two tubes right next to each other. I wanted them separated. And if you look in the, if you look at what an air conditioning A coil looks like, the letter A coil, an A coil is the evaporator. And what it does is it's shaped like an A, like a triangle, with the peak at the top. So I thought, if I put it on the left side of the A or the right side of the A, all of the air won't be treated. So I cut the plate in half. And I attached an extension wire. I soldered it in place. So now I have two plates, each half the size of the original plate, and each plate has one bulb in it. And then I screwed that in with sheet metal screws into two small holes, one on each side of the A coil, in the ductwork. And it's been running for years. The life expectancy of one of these PL13 bulbs is 8,000 hours. 8,000 hours divided by 24 hours a day is about a year. So they'll last a year. So what do you do? Well, you get some spare bulbs. And where do you get them? Well, probably on the internet, probably at eBay. And where are they made? They're made in China. Now, the difference is I believe they have to use a special quartz-type glass, which is more expensive than a regular fluorescent bulb glass, because it has to be able to be penetrated by the ultraviolet light. But I think it works great. I really do. And I suggest you consider it. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
No, I think if you have central air conditioning or heating, you should have one.
Okay, I'm doing a quick calculation. 1,000 watts divided by 13 for each bulb, 77 hours. You can run one of these 13-watt fluorescent, just one of them, 77 hours for 10 cents. So if you're wondering how much electricity, 77 hours for 10 cents. So if you divide that by 24 hours in a day, it's 3 1/4 days for 10 cents. So that would be the electric consumption. So it's probably worth doing. Okay. Next thing, do you have anything that you want to cover, Dr. Shealy?
Open sesame.
Okay. All right. Cataracts. Now, we've talked about this a bunch of times. I just wanted to make sure that those who've missed it, who have sent me emails saying, hey, I've missed it. What was that? You know, what do we do? Can you tell us what your recommendation is for someone who has cataracts to dissolve them for about $3.
Well, USP, castor oil, one drop in each eye each day.
Okay.
And so, I've had hundreds of successful stories.
Okay. So, class, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shuley, but here's how I do it, class. When I'm ready for bed, I have castor oil. I'm going to read the bottle. C-A-S-T-O-R. C-A-S-T-O-R space O-I-L. And the brand that I have is Humco, H-U-M-C-O. And it's 6 fluid ounces in a bottle. It's tinted brown. And it is USP. That would be the U.S. Pharmacopeia rating. So it's the highest refinement, the highest purity. And you're going to be putting this in your eye if you choose to do this. So you want USP only, according to what I've learned from Dr. Shuley. And I put one drop in the inner corner of each eye. That would be the side closest to my nose. I'm lying flat in bed, looking up. And I don't drop it right on the lens. I drop it right in the corner, and then I look up, down, left, right. I look all around. I pull my eyelid, upper one, back a little bit, look around. Pull my lower one down a little bit, look around. To spread that castor oil, that one drop, all around. And then I close my eyes and go to sleep. But sometimes I do it if I'm watching a video. Now, of course, the video is going to come in out of focus or without sharp clarity because I've got this thin film of oil. But my thinking is if I'm blinking, I'm spreading it around more, and that's okay too. So that's what I do. And in the morning, I have these crusties, you know, these what they used to call sleepers when I was growing up, in the corners of my eye, and I just wash my face, take a shower, and away they go. That's what I do, Dr. Shuley. Any comments, suggestions for improvement, etc.?
You sound perfect.
Okay, class. So now you know how to dissolve cataracts and how long. Well, I'll ask Dr. Shuley how long it takes to dissolve them in most cases when we come back.
Well, okay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding, Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, normshuley.com. NormShealy.com. Norm as in Norman. Shealy, Shealy.com. That's a website. If you'd like to get your vitamins, minerals, and supplements at the same place I buy them. Or, you know, if you happen to be in Springfield, Missouri, and you want to visit Dr. Shealy's clinic, you can do that and buy your supplements there as well, or make an appointment. And if you'd like to have a remote visit, if you'd like to schedule one with Dr. Shealy's office, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And there are several ways you can do that. You can have a conference on the telephone. You can have a conference with video through the Internet. You can go in person. And those are the ways to do it. And I had one, over a year ago, and probably 2 years ago. And Dr. Shealy did one on the telephone with me. He made some recommendations for my supplements, the same ones that he recommends for us on class, in class. And I did them religiously. I mean religiously. And I got to tell you, I feel great. I feel great. You know, Tony the Tiger, great. I am not kidding. I'm running around the house and I'm telling Mrs. Finelli, I feel great. I'm all excited about the book. You know, when I'm done with the broadcast, I hop on the tractor. I'm feeding hay. I'm doing stuff that it would hurt me to think about doing before. Just thinking about, you know, I have an Armstrong tractor. Armstrong. That's what my dad used to call it. He had an Armstrong push mower. And a push mower it was called a reel mower. And it had these blades that would cut, and you'd have to cut the grass. And it was like knives. And you'd literally have to push this thing. And it was so hard to push, he called it an Armstrong mower. And I have an Armstrong tractor, which has manual steering. And it is rough. And if you have chest problems, you can't do it. You could not do this. You could not steer this tractor. So this 1974 tractor has Armstrong steering. If you want to look it up, it's a Ford 3000, Ford 3000. That's the model of it, 1974. And it's hard to steer. It's my favorite tractor, and I can handle it because I followed the protocol that Dr. Shealy recommended on that telephone consultation. Dr. Shealy, do you remember that?
Yep, indeed.
And so, Dr. Shealy, what is there a correlation with you recommending to your patients, okay, so here's what the problem is. You come up with the solution. You give them the solution. They write it down. How many people do you think actually, is there a percentage that you have in your mind of them actually doing everything? Everything that you've said. How many people, what percentage? What percent?
75%.
So, and of that 75%, have you ever gotten calls back saying Dr. Shealy did not work? Has that ever happened?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to add something. And sometimes it's not the answer.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of stunned because everything that you've told me works. And I just want to let our engineer, Jason, know that we have a call on line number one. If it looks like that call is kind of on hold. Oh, Jason just answered it. I can see that. And we'll put you on the air. Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Shealy, your advice was so right on, so correct, so apropos. It fixed me right up, and I just want to say it absolutely worked. And I'm kind of stunned that you found that it doesn't work for everybody. Okay. Let's see. Sharon in Montana, welcome. Thank you for being on hold.
Oh, no problem. Hey, I have a question for Dr. Shealy, of course. I have a friend who is experiencing kind of side effects from having COVID, and come to find out, I've heard other people have the same problem. She's losing her hair. She had it and got over it, and then she's losing hair, and I guess that's a common side effect. Does Dr. Shealy, do you have any solutions on how to slow that down?
I have a feeling that it triggers hypothyroidism. I would check their oral temperature after they've been in bed 2 hours. If it's not 98.6, they are hypothyroid.
Huh, okay. So you think that would be good? Because I guess a whole lot of people, it's all over the internet. I guess I haven't pursued that because we had it a year and a half ago, and it didn't affect me that way. But she's losing hair, and I've actually talked to somebody else who said, yeah, I'm losing my hair since I had that. And I thought, you think it threw their thyroid off then, maybe?
Yep. It's highly likely.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, Sharon, please, can you hold through the break?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hold through.
Okay, because there's a lot more to flesh out on this particular discussion. And Dr. Shealy, can you tell us when we come back from this break, what are other symptoms of hypothyroidism? Because I've had it. I've had it. And I believe you fixed my thyroid. Because this morning, I only took probably one-tenth of a Armour thyroid tablet. I'm thinking, maybe I don't even need that anymore. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.